NTE.
QFM.
Roz and Emma.
So Emma, who are you talking to this week? Because you've been off interviewing all the celebs all over the world. Who's on the show today?
Well, today we're going to be hearing from Pollyanna McIntosh. So Pollyanna is Jadis in The Walking Dead, which is huge. As we know, everyone's obsessed with The Walking Dead. She's also in Vikings, Valhalla, lots of other stuff. But the thing that I'm talking to her about today is a new Irish thriller horror movie.
Sounds right up my street.
I know,
what is
I
it called? Thinking.
It's called Double Blind.
Double Blind.
It is an Irish. It's written by Derek McGarrigle and directed by Ian Hunt Duffy. It's basically, actually, I'm not going to explain the story to you. I'm going to let her do that because she explains it in the interview. Do you want to hear from Pollyanna?
I do.
It was released yesterday, and here is Pollyanna, who plays Dr. Burke in the film. Congratulations on Double Blind. It's brilliant. So you play Dr. Burke in the film. Can you tell, for anyone who's listening who might not know what the film is, can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so it's a thriller, sort of high concept thriller slash horror. Brilliant character development, young, diverse cast, and then me as Dr. Burke, who's running the pharmaceutical trial that goes awry. So there are these test subjects who are testing this new drug, and it turns out that if they sleep, they die. It's pretty hairy stuff. So if you're going to be watching it and you're a bit of a one who gets a bit scared, like I certainly do watching horror movies, have a buddy with you.
I watched it by myself, and I have to say I'm a bit of a chicken when it comes to horrors as well. So I was literally jumping out of my seat and squealing for the majority of the movie. So your character in the movie, Dr. Burke, you come across as a very stoic, tough woman, right? And I know that we've seen you play tough roles before, like with Jadis in The Walking Dead. Do you enjoy playing roles like that?
And I think I am attracted to those roles. I think that women in general in society are expected to be subjugated, owing in great part to the power that we inherently hold, the power to give life, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that playing with the dangerous side of yourself growing up in this society is something that's been really healthy for me.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it is obviously an Irish-made movie as well. And I know this isn't your first time in an Irish production. We saw you in Love Eternal and Apocalypse Clown before. What is it about Irish productions that you enjoy, that keeps bringing you back?
I think there's just so much talent in your country, you know. I think there's such an extraordinary literary history and artistic history. And it's really in the bones of you all, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the crack.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, my God. The laughs I've had on these film sets.
You're living here now, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how are you finding it?
Just love it. Made so many friends and connected with so many old friends and just feel very relaxed there.
So much positive talk about Ireland. And have you picked up any Irish isms, like any Irish sayings that you say now or anything you do that is very Irish?
Yeah. I never knew the term happy out before, despite having spent quite a bit of time there. I'd never heard of happy out, so I had to understand that one.
Yeah.
And I use that quite a bit. And then just ones that I hear so often that are really positive and really encouraging that I like to use a lot are just work away, you know, and take your time.
Yeah.
The amount of times people say that to you, it's just like such a beautiful permission slip that we give each other, you know, and it's such an antidote to the modern idea that you should constantly be being productive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or constantly being vigilant or something. It's just like, take it down.
Before we finish up, Pollyanna, I do want to ask you one question. So the tagline for the movie is pretty much, if you fall asleep, you'll die, right? So they're on a clinical trial. No one's allowed to fall asleep. So I was wondering, if you were in that situation, you as Pollyanna McIntosh, how do you think you'd survive it?
I think I'd probably go in the direction of Frank Blake's character and be doing a lot of exercise, thinking that that would keep me alert. And singing, I think. I think those things keep you positive, keep you energized, and keep you awake.
Brilliant. Well, Pollyanna, thank you so much and massive congratulations on Double Blind. And hopefully we'll get to speak again sometime.
Thank you, that'd be great. Take care.
Well, I'd be the first one to go in that movie because I can't keep my eyes open. I'm also a very heavy sleeper. Like, I put my head in the pillow and I'm gone within a minute. It's quite impressive.
You'd be dead. Honestly, it's a really good film. It's called Double Blind and it's an Irish film. The cast is great. What should I tell you? I was watching it and who should I spot? Jennifer Zamparelli's husband. Yeah, so there's a 2FM connection to it. So Jennifer Zamparelli's husband is a stuntman, right? And he did the stunts for the film. And then towards the end, there's a scene and these guys come in like white suits and Lau, Jennifer's husband, is one of those guys.
No way.
Isn't that mental? Then also, I need to tell you. So Polly and me spoke on Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. And she was in Morocco and she was getting herself ready to go out or whatever. And I asked her to move the phone a little bit closer. So what she did was she put me in her pocket. And we were joking. I took it out at the interview, but we were joking because I was like, you know, Polly pockets. Yeah. I was in Pollyanna's pocket. So there you go. It's called Double Blind. It's a brand new Irish thriller and horror. It's out now.
And where can we watch it?
At cinemas.
Unbelievable stuff. Thank you, Emma. RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.